The following interview may contain content that some people may find disturbing. If you need help, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14. A few years ago, my uncle told me a story about his time driving buses in Canberra. There was a fellow who sometimes couldn't make it to work. When he didn't show for his shift, his workmates enacted a plan. There was a telephone tree, and those off shift who lived nearby his house were called. They went over and checked in. They figured out where his wife was, where his kids were. They stayed with him so his family could do the things they needed to do, until his family, siblings, in-laws, could get home. At work, people drove his shift, punched his card, kept it quiet. They did this so he got paid and kept his job. Simple acts of compassion, empathy and, to a large extent, pragmatism. He'd been drafted. Some days were better than others, some weeks too. I'd rather Australian politicians didn't have the power or the perceived right to send people into war, but since they do, I believe such power should be balanced with responsibilities, obligations and a duty of care for when people return. Today we're speaking with Karen Court from Overwatch Australia, an apolitical, not-for-profit, peer-to-peer first response outreach organisation that assists former ADF members who are at risk or in crisis. I started by asking if the scenario my uncle outlined is common or rare.
The whole Overwatch story is similar to that of your uncle's story. What we do is have a band of volunteers that rally when their mates need them. It's quintessential of the spirit of those who serve. They don't just look after each other when they're serving. That relationship continues long after they've left the service.
What got me about my uncle's story as well was there were some people who'd never been in the service who were also showing that compassion.
Just people like myself. I haven't served myself. I am a civilian, but I was the daughter of a Vietnam veteran. The defence family very much looked after me after my father's death because my father was serving when he died and a returned serviceman. My brother and I were legacy wards. I'm sure most people know about legacy beyond buying a legacy badge from time to time. But legacy is another ex-services organisation that their remit is to take care of the families of serving members. I think there's lots of civilians who work in veteran support and ex-services organisations who come from similar backgrounds.
Are there times of the year when people are more likely to contact Overwatch Australia?
Anecdotally, we'll see times where trigger times will often be around Anzac Day. That needs no real mention. Christmas can be busy for us as well. We have pretty consistent things going on outside of those times. You know, the need for support doesn't go away the rest of the year other than those two periods.
If I were ex-ADF and I contacted Overwatch, what could I expect?
First of all, everybody in our organisation is a volunteer, and those volunteers will offer responses in a number of ways based on what the needs of the person who contacts us is. That might be anything from an online chat to a phone call, a catch-up for coffee, through to worst-case scenario being boots-on-the-ground response to prevent suicide in the veteran and serving member community. We always hope to be able to do that in a proactive rather than a reactive fashion.
And what can I do if I know someone and I think that they need help?
You could ring our 1800 number, which is 1800-MY-WATCH, or alternatively, you could send a message to our community Facebook page or through our website, just giving us an outline of that person, what their problem is, where they're located, and we can then initiate a response for them. And I think it's really important to add that if you think that a veteran is in imminent risk of self-harm, the first call should always be to 000 and have them respond.
You mentioned legacy just before, and I was just wondering what other organisations you work with.
We work with any other organisation. I think the key here to reducing the incidence of veteran suicide is all of the ex-services organisations or veteran support organisations all need to be collaborating and working together. Primarily, the people that we currently work with would be certainly the RSLs, the Royal Australian Regiment Association. We work closely with them for ex-infantry personnel. We collaborate with the Bravery Trust, who assist with funding. If we're responding to a veteran who's homeless, we'll refer them through to VOTSA. Their specialty is looking after homeless veterans. We'll go to Legacy if there's a family issue. It might be Mates for Mates, it might be Soldier On. Overwatch's remit is to ensure the safety of the veteran and prevent suicide. We work very much within our specialty, so we need to then use those other pathways to those other organisations to help support the veteran with whatever it is they might need.
This seems like a huge job that you're doing and quite an important job. Are you Australia-wide and how is that sort of organised?
We operate under what's called a battalion radio net, so a series of communications that pass up and down from what we call our task force group down through the individual corps and services group to the first responders. We actually have first responders Australia-wide, and we also have first responders internationally in a number of different countries as well. So when we send a first responder out, we always try and keep it with the ethos of being peer-to-peer support. If it's an infantry person, we'll try and get another infantry person to them. If it's a female sailor, we'll try and get another female sailor to respond to them.
I'm going to assume that your team exists because there is a gap in support services and there is a need for what your volunteers do. Would you say more needs to be done?
I think more collaboration needs to occur between all of the ex-service and veteran support organisations and other government bodies. Collaboration's the key. It's the thing that we all have to communicate and work harder on, is collaborating to deliver the best possible holistic veteran-centred service we can.
That was Karen Court from Overwatch Australia ending that report. If you feel like you need to speak with someone at any time about anything, you can contact Overwatch Australia, 1-800-MY-WATCH, that's 1-800-699-2824, or www.overwatchaustralia.org.au, or search for Overwatch Australia on Facebook. Lifeline operates a free confidential 24-hour support line, 13 11 14, and a nightly online crisis support chat, lifeline.org.au. Griefline operates a free confidential phone service from 12 p.m. to 3 a.m, 7 days, 1300 845 745, and an online counselling service, griefline.org.au. And the Suicide Callback Service operates phone, video and online counselling 24/7, 1300 659 467 or suicidecallbackservice.org.au. You're listening to 4ZZZ Brisbane.